part myth, part man. All Minnesotan, all-star. Five-time Silver Slugger, three-time Gold Glover, MVP, and one hell of a nice guy. That is Joe Mauer. This is How We Baseball. Get your tickets to see Mauer and the Twins at twinsbaseball.com.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
I'm John Schriffin with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Round one of the NFL Draft is now in the books, and five teams picked what they hope is their quarterback of the future, starting with the Browns selecting Oklahoma's Baker Mayfield first overall. After the Giants nab Penn State running back Saquon Barkley with the second pick, the Jets selected USC quarterback Sam Darnold. The Bills then traded up to the seventh pick to select Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen, with the Cardinals trading up to the number 10 spot to draft UCLA signal caller Josh Rosen. And round one ended with the Ravens trading up for the Eagles' 32nd pick to select Louisville's Lamar Jackson. Some other draft news, the Saints traded their first-round pick next year to the Packers to move up to the 14th overall pick, where they selected UT San Antonio pass rusher Marcus Davenport. And some history made, Virginia Tech's Tremaine and Terrell Edmonds became the first brothers to ever be selected in round one. Tremaine went 16 to Buffalo, Terrell 28 to the Steelers. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Most lawn food doesn't care whether it's feeding your grass or feeding your weeds, but BioAdvanced All-in-One at the Home Depot knows the difference. Its all-in-one solution feeds your lawn while killing weeds, including crabgrass, starting at just $24.98, about the cost of a nice dinner for you or your lawn, but not your weeds. BioAdvanced All-in-One, starting at just $24.98, every day at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it could be a bracelet Jared's experts help you create, or a special gift set just for mom, like the Flourishing Hearts gift set, just $99, or melt her heart with the Pandora Love for Mother charm, a Jared exclusive for just $55, while supplies last. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
And when you speak of me, speak well.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour. It is drive time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Check them out at one of their three Iowa locations, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City, or online at LinderTire.com, where you can get online-only savings. Ride on their reputation this spring and summer. A big thank you to Linder Tire for sponsoring the 5 o'clock hour and drive time here on the Todd Brodelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. With you tonight until 7 o'clock on all three frequencies, 1600 AM, the historic main gym heard all across eastern Iowa, as well as our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City and 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids listeners on the North Gym, you're going to get the Twins and the Reds tonight at 7 o'clock. Everybody else, we will join in progress round two of the NFL Draft. 6 o'clock hour live with us in studio. We will keep tabs on Josh Jackson and James Daniels and let you know the minute that they are drafted. There is other football to talk about, though, on the program tonight, and Iowa's not the only school in the state that plays its spring game or holds its open spring scrimmage on a Friday. You and I doing that tonight at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, and Cedar Rapids Gazette correspondent Cole Bear is joining us on the program now to discuss. What are we looking forward to most tonight as Mark Farley and the Panthers draw the 2018 season to a close?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Todd and Alex. 72 degrees, I think, outside and inside today. I can't remember the last time that happened in Cedar Falls. But to answer your question, I think you got to keep your eyes on the secondary tonight and how they match up against an offense that's entering year two with coordinator John Bond. There's plenty of turnover in the secondary. You lose Mack Washington and Elijah Campbell. and you've got some injuries to A.J. Allen and Nico Jagtai, two guys that would probably be in the starting lineup tonight, but they've been held out this spring with various ailments. So it's going to be a young group tonight in the defensive backfield, and I think that's going to be something to really focus in on tonight here at the Dome, guys.
Now, Cole, we'll talk about Dorrice Fountain in a second, but it's interesting when I'm following the draft process, they talk about him being a one-year wonder, and I look at that and I say, well, he put up stats in the years before, but the passing game really hadn't developed. How much has Eli Dunn stabilized this offense?
He sure has. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And the thing is, though, it's way more complicated than just Eli Dunn, or maybe not complicated, but the offensive line and their ability to pass protect got a lot better last year. Dorrice Fountain having his coming out party last year, along with Briley Moore, a tremendous tight end that can basically do it all. It was a combination of factors that led to that passing game being able to have a revival last season. But I think it's definitely fair to say that Eli Dunn, and as capable as he proved to be, was right in the center of it all.
Now, you mentioned the pass blocking from the offensive line, but the run blocking was iffy. How much of that of an emphasis has that been for Mark Farley heading into this spring?
Yeah, he said at his spring press conference, the only time he met the media this spring, that he was going to put an emphasis on himself working with the offensive line. And I think that was more from a point of just he knew they needed to create depth. But you make a great point with the run game blocking struggles last year. And those got better when Marcus Weimiller came back. I think it's maybe kind of one of them deals where a few different certain types of runners are going to fit best in John Bond's offense. And it sure looked like Marcus Weimiller's running style just was a better fit for what they're trying to do with Coach Bond's offense.
Spencer Brown and Nick Ellis on the O-line, how are they coming back from those knee injuries?
As far as I know, everything is progressing as it should with those two's rehab, with the handful of spring practices I've been able to make it to. Them, along with a handful of other guys on offense, have basically just been what Coach Farley calls air-only players, non-contact guys, basically. And they'll be mimicking the plays that the guys in pads have been running in spring practices. And so Spencer Brown and Nick Ellis, every practice I've been to, they haven't had the pads on, but they've been out there and they've been doing their air practices, as Coach Farley would say. So as far as I know, by the time fall camp rolls around, those are two very useful bodies, probably two starters, certainly with Spencer. He's a starter that should be on track to get back into contact come fall camp.
So we mentioned Dorrice Fountain. We'll see when his name gets called in the NFL draft, probably sometime early tomorrow. But with that productivity gone, I know that there's still a lot of talent at that position. Who are some guys that need to step up?
They need Isaiah Weston and Jalen Reima to just continue to build on what they've done so far. I think Jalen James is going to give you the kind of production. I think his floor is the number two receiver, Jalen James, but I talked to Coach Pat McCann, the wide receivers coach, about a week ago, and he said him and Jalen have been real close. They've been talking a lot because Jalen wants to be able to step up and replace that production they got from Dorrice Fountain. But we're not going to see Isaiah Weston tonight, and we're not going to see Jalen James tonight. They're both out, minor injuries. They'll be ready by the fall. So it's basically going to be Jalen Reima. And as far as, you know, Panther fans are concerned, I'm not sure they're going to know too many receivers' names besides Jalen Reima tonight. One to watch out for, guys, number 6, Terrell Carey. He's had a really good spring, and he's also a Madison native, which is where Dorrice Fountain came from.
Cole Bear joining us on the program tonight, the Cedar Rapids Gazette's UNI correspondent. UNI's spring game in Cedar Falls, 6 o'clock, free admission for anybody who's making the trip up for that this evening. You take a look at the roster on the offensive side of the ball. One of the names that I'm kind of interested in is Jack Wegger, the transfer from Purdue. Sounds like he's been running with the ones most of the spring, but we've seen Kirk Ferentz in Iowa City kind of treat running backs with kid gloves. Do you see Mark Farley having that similar treatment tonight and not exposing Wegger to too much contact?
Yeah, that's what I wrote in my story for the Gazette today on 4 Things to Watch Tonight, was that Jack Wager's been running with the ones all spring. I mean, he got on campus, and with Marcus Weimiller being a non-contact player this spring, they threw him right in, guys, and he picked up the playbook, and he's done real well. I mean, as far as, you know, how well you can do in spring games. But I do feel like Wager may only get a series or two. They've got a handful of young backs, some preferred walk-ons that they might want to get a look at. So it could be similar to the receiver position tonight, guys, where fans are going to be looking I don't know. I think they might be handing out rosters on the concourse. They might be looking down at their rosters quite a bit tonight when it comes to both the receiver and the running back position.
Yeah, one of those guys is Alfonso Soco. I remember him coming out of Muscatine. There was a little bit of buzz around him. How much of him have you seen this spring?
I've seen a decent amount of him basically every spring practice I've been to. He's either been running with the twos or the threes. There's been hardly any tackling, obviously. Nobody's tackling anymore in spring practices. But he looks to be a capable pass catcher out of the backfield. I mean, you know how quick twitch that kid is. He's really fast, got a track background. I know Coach Farley liked that about him when he recruited him in here. So it'll be interesting to see. I think there's it may seem pretty insignificant, but I think there's a battle for the third running back going on right now that certainly means a lot to the kids that are battling for that job, and I think there's going to be some worthwhile competition in regards to that particular battle here tonight, guys.
Now, this team lost Carter Schultz in 2016, and they're going to go through some losses in the front seven once again with Adam Reth and Preston Woods and Jared Farley. Where does that lie on the list of question marks that you're looking to at least get a glimpse of trying to solve tonight?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty big question mark, guys, to be quite frank. One of the bigger ones. I mean, Ricky Neal's the guy you bring back when you think about a pass rush up here at UNI. And beyond that, it's guys that have experience in the sense of being in the program, but maybe not a lot of on-field experience. There's certainly some intriguing names with, guys that have some really good measurables that look like they could be tremendous football players, but they're going to have to go out on the field and prove it. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what type of players, what best 11 get on the field. And then beyond that, up here every year, it's we got our best 11. How can we put them in the best position to succeed? I'm interested to see if it's going to be a 3-4 front tonight, if it's going to be a 4-2-5, if they're going to show multiple looks. There's a lot of questions that have to be answered yet on the defense, and the front seven obviously is where it all begins.
There's been some staff turnover this offseason. Ryan Clanton comes in, the offensive lineman out of Oregon. Some intriguing names. What have you seen of the new staff members that Mark Farley's added?
Yeah, besides Ryan Clanton on the offensive line, Aaron Savage is the other new coach on the staff. He's a defensive backs coach, played his college ball at Auburn. I think he was there, if I'm not mistaken, when Cam Newton was there and they won that national title. He was hurt that season, but he's been a part of a big program, been around championship contending teams. And with as much turnover that's going on in the defensive backfield, I think Coach Savage is a good one to have here in Cedar Falls. And as far as Ryan Clanton is concerned, he is a chip off the block, blue collar, you know, kind of made his own way, went from junior college to Oregon playing for Chip Kelly. I mean, if you're a student athlete and you can't respond to a guy who's got a background like that, then I'm going to have to check your pulse, because Ryan Clanton's the type of coach where you get in within earshot of him, you want to run through a wall.
Cole, we appreciate you checking in. Hey, before we let you go, your best guess as to what team Darius Fountain winds up with over the next couple days?
Cool. Yeah, Darius didn't get too specific with me on teams when I spoke to him earlier this week, but he did say there was one team that told him that he wouldn't get past them in the fourth round, and another said the same thing about their fifth round pick. I think the Ravens are a team that come to mind. I think Washington is a team that comes to mind for me. Personally, I think it'd be great if we could get him somewhere here in the Midwest. But those are a couple teams that come to mind. But I think as far as what I know, I'm not sure if Darius is going to get selected tonight. His agent told him to watch just in case. But I think he's a round four pick, guys.
All right, that would be tomorrow. You can hear it right here on KGYM, and you can hear the Panthers here on KGYM as well next fall with Gary Rima on the call. We appreciate the time, Cole. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Todd and Alex. Appreciate it.
Lots to look forward to with UNI football next year. And as we mentioned, they'll be on Iowa State's schedule in 2019 and Iowa's in 2020. Mark Farley continuing to test their mettle against some of the bigger boys out there. And looking forward to looking back on the coverage over the weekend tomorrow in the Gazette and moving forward with UNI football. Jack Wegger is a guy to keep an eye on, though, the Purdue transfer. One of the guys who's going to be probably playing a big role. And I had forgotten all about Alfonso Soco out of Muscatine. Did you ever see?
I did.
You did a couple of his games, right?
I didn't do any of his games, but I've seen. I'm familiar with him. I had seen lots of highlights from him, and I think they played Kennedy in game one of 2016 like that.
But that's what I thought.
I was impressed with him, and it's interesting the pipeline that Mark Farley gets based on the players that Iowa and Iowa State are interested in but don't end up offering.
So, yeah, 6 o'clock tonight, free admission up there in Cedar Falls as we officially draw spring football to a close. We did it last Friday with the Hawkeyes. Iowa State, you may recall, canceled its spring game because of the forecast 2 weeks ago, and now you and I playing on Friday night in front of folks at the Uni Dome. It is 5:20, the perfect time for me to tell you about LowTUSA.com and Mantality. That's a website where you go to learn more about what they do at Mantality. It's a men's health clinic in North Liberty that treats guys for low testosterone. Low testosterone is something that really begins to show signs at the age of 40 or older. Although if you are younger, you can be dealing with low testosterone and not even know it. But if you start to see some warning signs, like maybe you're a little bit more forgetful than you used to be, or you're having a hard time burning off that excess weight, it's not just necessarily a byproduct of getting older. It could be low testosterone. Well, the good news is, while it affects your quality of life, it's not life-threatening. It's not serious at all, although it's a serious blow to your health and livelihood. So Mantality is able to give you a blood test, find out what your testosterone level is, and if it is low, they can safely elevate it back to where it needs to be. It's really very simple. You can get all your questions asked by going to LowTUSA.com and selecting the North Liberty location. They're now taking appointments on Mondays and Tuesdays at the location. It's a trip to the doctor's office unlike any other. Think man cave meets doctor's office. That's Mantality. LowTUSA.com.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shier she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Used car and truck shoppers, this weekend and only in beautiful Hiawatha. Pre-owned power buy pricing at the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night. This is the sale of over 2,500 quality used vehicles from $39.88. And full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras, power price from $11,988. Nowhere else in eastern Iowa, only at McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Through Monday night, power buy prices from $39.88 with credit amnesty. Nobody's held back. You're approved. And at the McGrath Used Car Campus, full-size pickups from $11,988. The perfect gift for a graduating senior? Late model Chevy Cruzes from $10,988. Pre-owned power buys. Every budget, every make and model. Cars from $39,988. Trucks from $11,988. And with credit amnesty, you're approved. the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night, I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse, you know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Paint Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Paint Asphalt. See them at paintasphalt.com.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
5:24. We got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. We're going to hook that up for a lucky listener sometime between now and 6 o'clock. So keep listening. LaCantina319.com, the website. They've got a location in Marion and two here in Cedar Rapids, including one in downtown Cedar Rapids, right across from the U.S. Cellular Center. Stop on in, check out their lunch specials, maybe grab a margarita or two during happy hour. Big thank you to La Cantina for making some of our listeners winners this week. Right now, let's send things over to Kyle. He's got another big board update for you.
The NFL draft kicked off last night, and a couple of Hawkeyes were disappointed not to have their names called. Both James Daniels and Josh Jackson were thought to be likely first-rounders, but neither were selected and will make tremendous value picks for somebody at the top of the second round. Josie Jewell and perhaps Iowa State receiver Alan Lazard could also be in play as the second and third rounds take place tonight. Iowa baseball has a big weekend series with Michigan beginning today at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Michigan enters with a 20-game winning streak, the second-best streak in the country, and leading the Big Ten at 11-0. The Wolverines are ranked number 7 in the collegiate baseball rankings, but because that streak has come against very questionable competition, they're only receiving votes in all the other polls. Iowa's Nick Allgaier is the Big Ten leader in strikeouts, and he'll get the start today beginning at 6:05. The Colonels dropped 3 of 4 against the Burlington Bees, ending with a 10-5 loss yesterday. Bailey Ober made his starting debut after being called up from extended spring training just yesterday. He only recorded 2 outs and surrendered 6 runs before being yanked in the first, so he starts his season with the Colonels with an ERA of 81. The Colonels then hit the road for a weekend series with the Quad Cities River Bandits, and they're going to get started at 6:35. After the show, we're going to join the coverage of the NFL Draft in progress. It'll be the second and third rounds tonight, and you can hear every pick on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, as well as 106.3 FM, the South Gym. We're also going to have the Twins and Reds, and you can hear that game on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
All right, lots more to get to as we make our way towards 7 o'clock tonight. The Cubs and the Brewers continuing their series at Wrigley Field. Cubs a 1-0 winner last night as Brandon Morrow was able to shut the door on the Brewers and switched over from the Cubs to the NFL draft. I thought I could check out because the Packers had traded down from the 14th selection. And then, of course, shortly after I traded over, hey, they wind up picking at number 18. The player that was taken at 14, though, I found this to be interesting for a couple reasons. New Orleans, Cajun Troy's New Orleans Saints, trading up to get Marcus Davenport, a defensive end out of the University of Texas, San Antonio, the Roadrunners. They had only one player ever drafted in their history prior to Marcus Davenport being the 14th overall selection. He was a 6th-round pick. And they have not been playing football too long there at UTSA. But the other thing that I found interesting about Marcus Davenport is that he was a premature baby who weighed 3 pounds when he was born. And if you know my backstory, my wife and I had a son who was a little bit smaller than 3 pounds, but he's doing well right now. But I saw that last night and I actually got a little emotional watching him walk across the stage because you come a long way when you're born that small. He ain't small anymore. He's a big guy, and I think the Saints got a good one there on the defensive end. I liked a lot of those picks. Last night as a Packers fan, when I saw Miami take Minkah Fitzpatrick at number 11, I kind of had an idea that Green Bay was going to try to move back. Brian Gutekunst, who's in his first year as the general manager, though, basically gets a free first-round pick in next year's draft by trading down four spots, essentially. They went all the way down, I think, 27, and then came back up to 18. A little wheeling and dealing going on there, but if you're a Packers fan like I am, you've got to be happy. And Bears fans, not ignoring it. Roquan Smith, the linebacker, a tremendous get at 8. The Butkus Award winner, right? Playing for Dick Butkus's old team. So if you're in, and Brian Urlacher is going into the Hall of Fame this year. I mean,
with hair.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we drove by the billboards in Chicago a number of times. Brian Urlacher has hair now. 319-366-1600. Ah, hell, why not? Let's give it away right now. A $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Again, check out their website, lacantina319.com. Great lunch specials, dinner options, margaritas, happy hour, the whole nine yards, lacantina319.com. They've got the location in Marion, and they've got the two locations in Cedar Rapids, one in downtown Cedar Rapids across from the Cell Center, and the third location in the Fountains off Edgewood. Caller number 6-366-1600, taking home our final La Cantina gift card of the week. Hey, just a quick reminder before we step aside and get connected with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. If you're interested in joining us for the May 12th bus trip to Wrigley Field, the Cubs and the White Sox. Earlier this week, I was told we had 4 tickets remaining. I have not been informed that it is a sellout yet, so I'm assuming there's at least 1 ticket left, possibly 4, but I guarantee you there are no more than 4. So if you're on the fence about joining us, it's $150, round-trip transportation to and from Chicago on Saturday, May 12th for the Cubs and the White Sox, plus your ticket to the game, a swag bag, the whole nine yards. You get to hang out with us. Alex and I are going, as well as Kyle and another staff member here at KGYM. You can bring coolers. It is kids welcome. I won't necessarily say kid friendly because it's a bus trip. Who knows what's going to happen as far as everybody having a good time, but kids are welcome. Of course, you have to pay for them and you need to accompany them. But this is an all-ages bus trip party. Let's call it that. Hey, congratulations, Brian, in Cedar Rapids. He's our winner tonight of our final La Cantina gift card. We'll switch gears from the NFL. And yes, we do know the NBA playoffs and Stanley Cup playoffs are going on as well. We'll touch on those plenty in the days and weeks to come. More draft talk tonight in the 6 o'clock hour as we turn our attention to round 2. But right now, we're going to step aside, take a quick break, and hook up with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. His weekly segment, Touching All the Bases, is next.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From decking, railing, and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, at Trex, we're engineering what's next in outdoor living. To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, call 1-800-289-TREX or visit trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
How easy is it to win at Talladega? Just ask Kyle Busch.
We'll give it a go anyways. We'll see what we get.
I'm Susie Armstrong, and this is Ned Jarrett's World of Racing.
When it comes to performance, the gas pedal gets all the glory. Until, of course, something gets in its way, like the neighbor kid's ball bouncing into the street. That's why AutoZone carries Duralast brake pads and rotors. They're designed to give drivers performance behind that pedal on the left. With brake pads and rotors and a specialty tool from our Lona Tool program, AutoZone is your one stop for better stopping. Because safe is the new fast, and it's time we put the other pedal to the metal.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Kyle Petty here. My friends at Click and Close, the official mortgage provider of NASCAR, have stepped up this year to support Victory Junction through the Fastest Lap of the Race program on NASCAR Radio. So join our team. Go to clickandclose.com/NASCAR today to donate $43 or more. and help us give the gift of camp to children with serious medical conditions. That's clickandclose.com/NASCAR, and just look for the Victory Junction logo. Thanks to Click and Close and NASCAR Radio for their support this season.
10 years after his only victory in Central Alabama, Kyle Busch is looking for his fourth win in a row this week at Talladega Super Speedway. But according to Busch, the odds are long.
So I think it's easier to win the Powerball than to win at Talladega, but we'll give it a go anyways. We'll see what we get. And to tie another Hall of Famer certainly means a lot. You know, it's a huge deal to continue to climb the ladder of wins. You know, I don't know what else to say. Just I got to be thankful of Joe Gibbs Racing, and Toyota TRD, M&M's, everybody that's been our partners that's helped me get to this point in my career. And having Adam Stevens as my crew chief these last three, 4 seasons has just been a phenomenal experience. And we'll just keep digging.
I'm Susie Armstrong, and this is The World of Racing on the Motor Racing Network.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon, you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to GEICO's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to GEICO. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
GEICO Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it could be a bracelet Jared's experts help you create, or a special gift set just for Mom, like the Flourishing Hearts gift set, just $99, or melt her heart with the Pandora Love from Mother charm, a Jared exclusive for just $55, while supplies last. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. You, sir, are a mouthful.
5:35 is we're at the halfway point of a Friday edition of the program. Fridays Around These Parts, brought to you by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. You can check them out in person. Bank with them in Iowa City or Coralville, or online, tworivers.bank. NFL draft discussion on tap in the 6 o'clock hour, as well as Love It or Leave It. But right now, it is our weekly segment as we turn our attention to baseball. And Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom is with us. I understand he'll be taking in the Old Dominion concert at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. We haven't talked too much about that, but that's certainly a big show. So we appreciate you taking time out of what will most likely be a fun evening to have a little discussion here with us. Hey, Yu Darvish looked good today for the Cubs. They beat the Brewers 3-2.
Yeah, that was very important for the Cubs. And I think sounds like Joe Maddon had a little talk to him about, you know, the process. We hear that a lot nowadays. And sometimes people don't understand what coaches are talking about, or players and teams are talking about when he talks about sticking with the process. But I think Joe has seen Hugh Darvish get distracted by things that are out of his control. And basically, when you talk to coaches, you always talk about playing the game pitch to pitch. And sounds like he did a lot better job. I did not get a chance to watch that game today as we were at a practice. But sounds like he threw a lot better. He didn't get the win, but still, it was a very positive outing for him, which he really needed and the Cubs needed to see from him.
Jack, are you starting to see Javier Baez's approach at the plate improve?
It definitely is. You know, what happens, though, is you get in streaks where you're seeing the ball very well and the game really slows up. You're seeing the pitches extremely well. And so, you know, the key is that the more you play, and, you know, they always talk about it, so many at-bats at the big leagues before you really – start to settle in, and hopefully he's starting to settle in, but he's still going to go through a streak. You know, when you've got a free swinger like him, he's still going to go, you know, get in those modes. In fact, I was watching a game earlier this year before he went on this nice streak where he had two at-bats and there was not one pitch in the zone. And actually, there was only one pitch in the zone, and that's the one he didn't swing at. So he's in a great groove right now. But understand he's still going to have some peaks and valleys, but he is definitely starting to mature as a player. And he's starting to play on a regular basis. Remember, he really wasn't the starting second baseman last year. Joe's still moving him around a little bit, but he's in the lineup more often, more regularly right now, which also helps the hitters to see more pitching.
What's going on with that team right now? I know Chris Bryant's been out of the lineup the last several days after getting hit in the head by that fastball on Sunday, but it just seems like very similar to 2017 through 20-plus games this year, and there's no World Series hangover to blame it on this year.
No, and Houston didn't have a World Series hangover at the beginning of the year either. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is when you got a bunch of free swingers, power hitters, the cold weather is very tough to deal with. And, you know, they're going to be up and down, but as they get more at-bats underneath their belt, you know, I think you're going to see them. And the wind is blowing out at Wrigley Field. Don't forget, as it warms up, the ball jumps. And the ball will jump at Wrigley Field when it warms up, even if the wind's blowing in. So there's a lot of things. You know, a lot of people looked at the Cubs' schedule the first 2 weeks and thought that they'd get off to a tremendous start. But it's very difficult when I can't remember, Todd, you might remember if it was a 7-game road trip that they started with at the beginning of the year. And that's tough coming out of spring training. Everybody wants to get home. Everybody wants to get in the – actually, a lot of them don't have a home in Chicago. A lot of them want to get there and get their family settled in. So there's a lot of distractions. They've been at spring training, then you're on the road. Then they came back. It was terrible weather. They didn't get a chance to play some games. You know, it's just been a little bit of a tough situation that they need to get themselves in a little bit of a groove. And, you know, I think you're going to see that start to come as each player starts getting more and more at-bats. You know, they need to get Rizzo going on a regular basis. Bryant's been swinging it pretty good when he's in there, but now it's going to be interesting to see how he responds after getting hit in the head with a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. There's always concern. Is he going to be back on his heels a little bit, you know, and flinch a little bit on that fastball in or that breaking ball? So I'm not overly concerned with him. Really, the pitching is still the biggest concern with the way Darvish was throwing. But he had a very positive step. Kyle Hendricks last night threw tremendously. You know, so you're starting to see some better starts from the pitchers, too, also as the weather starts to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, it was a 10-game road trip to start the season because they were trying to build in a little cushion because of the Wrigley renovation. So tough way to leave spring training, and maybe that's playing a part of it, too. I don't know.
I think, you know what, I think it is, and people don't realize that's very, very tough. You know, usually – you start the season, and if you are on the road the next week, the next set of games, you're going to be at home so that everybody can get their home openers done early in the season. And it was tough for the Cubs, and then the weather didn't cooperate. And, you know, these are all excuses. They're still a young team, but they've been around long enough that they don't need excuses anymore. And when you've got a power-hitting team, a lot of swings and misses, the warm weather will be a good recipe for them. And, you know, what's the record right now? 13-10. They're not playing great baseball. Their defense isn't near as good. I think, you know, we talked about Elmore in center field. I think that needs to be done. He needs to be their starting center fielder. Now you got one of the best center fielders in baseball. You got one of the best right fielders in baseball. And they can cover up a little bit for Schwarber and left field early in the game.
Now, Jack, let's talk about Chris Bryant, because you've been a coach for a long time. How scary of a situation is it when you're dealing with a head injury, especially when it occurs the way it did for him? And how careful in this day and age do you have to be to make sure it's not a long-term lingering issue?
Yeah, it is very scary. And I think anybody that's had a concussion or a hit in the head, even if it might not have been declared a concussion, you're foggy. And, you know, you can't be foggy at all on the baseball field when guys are throwing pitches 95 to 100 miles per hour. So that's why they're going to take their time. And basically what they're doing with Chris Bryant right now is, each day they're getting a little more physical activity for him. And it sounds like yesterday he did a lot more going full speed. He felt okay today, and then they ran him through some more full speed activity, which is very, very important for him. He's responded well. Now, the other thing that they're doing is having him take live BP on the or take BP on the field. I bet you at some point he's got off the he's probably going to face somebody, a live pitcher, so it's not the first time in the game, to try to get that comfort level back. I think as a coach, number one is health is the number one thing. You want to make sure he's 100% healthy and clear-minded. And then the other thing, his vision's okay. And then the next thing is just how is he going to respond to that next fastball, and how is he going to respond to that breaking ball that starts at him. And you just hope you don't see him flinch and get back on his heels. And, he's a tough cookie without a doubt. I think he'll be all right, but I guarantee you that's the number one thing Joe Maddon's thinking about. After his health, he wants to make sure that he's standing up, stays in the box, just like he did before he got hit.
Jack, we've had our first managerial firing of the year. The Reds have parted ways with Brian Price. It certainly hasn't helped them with their performance on the field, but is this basically just a sacrificial lamb move here? I mean, if you're going to fire your manager, don't you do it in October or November instead of 18 games into the season? What good does that do?
Well, you would think so, and I think it was more about the way they were playing on the field. And, to be coming out of spring training where a lot of times teams are probably fundamentally most sound when they come out of spring training because they've been working on it every single day for 6 weeks. And it was really probably about more about the way they were going about their business and how many mental mistakes and lackluster play they had. And, and it didn't look like they were going to snap out of it. And I think that was the biggest concern, is just the overall approach. Because when you're young and, maybe there's not high expectations on the team, but they need to be playing hard. And so I think the move was more about they felt like they needed a change in the voice to try to bring a little life into them. And I think the expectations aren't that they're going to become a playoff team or anything like that, but they want the guys to be playing hard, playing fundamentally sound baseball. You always hear the Cardinal way. I know this, the Reds were not happy at all about the way that the players were approaching the field on a daily basis.
Now, Jack, speaking of managers, you know this as a Cubs fan, but the Rick Renteria was with the Cubs in 2014 right before they broke out. And the Chicago White Sox are going through a complete rebuild now, and all of their best players for the future are in the minor leagues right now. And this team is 6-16, and Rick Renteria is more of a hard-nosed, emotional-type manager. How frustrating do you think this is for him in his second job, where it looks like there's a lot of uncertainty as to whether he's going to be there when this team turns it around?
Yeah, but he signed up for it, and he knew it right away when when he got the job. It looked like the writing was on the wall and what they were going to be doing, the changes that they were going to be making. And I'm sure it was talked to him beforehand. The thing about Rick Renteria, he's known as one of the best managers as far as handling young players and teaching them how to play. And just like we talked about with the Reds, there's a certain way that you want the kids to focus and play hard and focused every single day. And that's kind of what Rick Renteria was known for. And that's why the Cubs and Theo Epstein hired him when they did. And he would have been there that next year if it wasn't for, the fact that all of a sudden they had Joe Maddon available, the unique situation with the GM leaving. It's frustrating, but he signed up for it. He's a baseball guy. And here's the thing: is it'll be interesting to see how the White Sox go about their business. Are they going to do what the Cubs did, where all of a sudden, if you have a couple of veteran players that are pretty good, are they going to trade them before the trade deadline to get more and more prospects? That's what the Cubs did, and then it was really, really tough for the Cubs to win, and that's the part that really frustrated a lot of the players with the Cubs. It looked like they had Hamill, they had a couple other pitchers who were throwing well, and then they trade them off. So it'll be interesting to see if Han does that, or if he's going to keep that team together and just continue to add
with their guys coming up slowly. But if he lets that team stick together, what you're going to see is that team's going to really start to gel. When all of a sudden, one of the things that they don't want to do is bring the cool pack up too early, where all of a sudden his clock starts. So all of a sudden, when he comes up in a couple of months, they're going to have a real exciting young pitcher. And you might see them put a nice little run together for Rick Renteria and allow him to be back next year. Maybe stick around long enough to reap the benefits.
Yeah, there is a certain unemployed manager out there with ties to the city of Chicago and Joe Girardi that would make an interesting choice.
He would be a little bit also, and he would be a very good one for that organization.
I think you'd have a new term. It would be called getting Renteria'd if they did the same thing on the south side after 1 year that they did on the north side. Hey, before we let you go, how are things going with the Mustangs?
You know, they're going pretty well. We got our last regular season games this weekend. We've qualified for the Heart of America tournament, which we'll be going to on Tuesday. And, you know, we're starting to play pretty good baseball. The weather wreaked havoc on everybody, but it's warmed up. The bats are starting to get going. And, so we'll be playing on Saturday. But one thing I do want to say, Todd, is there's going to be some great baseball played in Iowa City this weekend. A huge series for Iowa. They need to win the series, win 2 out of 3. Then they've got that game against Missouri, which is maybe even more important than these conference games for them, because they need to spruce up their RPI. They need to spruce up their strength of schedule if they're going to get an at-large berth to the NCAA. So it's a nice night to go out and root on the Hawkeyes out there at Dwayne Banks Field. They're playing Michigan. He's hot right now. They've won 20 games in a row, but they really haven't played anybody. They're a very young team. This will be the biggest challenge in these 20 games for Michigan. And the record for wins is 22 in a row for Michigan. That puts a little more pressure on this young ball club, which I like. Rick will have his team ready to play, and I expect them to win tonight against Michigan.
All right. And we did see Iowa do something last week to address that. They're going to play Missouri next week in a midweek game, both of those teams trying to bump up their RPI. So little love there for the Hawkeyes tonight at Dwayne Banks Field, 6 o'clock first pitch. Hey, Jack, thanks a lot. Enjoy the concert and say hi to Sean for us.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you. Have a good week.
Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. What I didn't tell Jack there was not once but twice in the last 5 days I have had somebody ask me if I am on the Mount Mercy coaching staff because they've seen me wearing the Mount Mercy baseball jacket. And again,
Coach Brommelkamp,
I've got to be careful with this because if that gets out too much, I'm not going to get any free gear anymore. It's not really free. It's my payment for emceeing their baseball banquet every year, their baseball dinner, which was earlier this year.
So that's the best your agent could come up with?
Yeah, well, it's slightly better compensation than what we give Mel Kuhn Jr.
Yeah.
Here at KGYM. Mel, who has been silenced today. There was an unfortunate incident in the bistro involving Mel Kuhn Jr. and one of the female workers here in the building. So I don't know whether we'll hear from Mel anytime in the near future. But in the meantime, you've got Alex and me taking you through 7 o'clock tonight. The second round of the NFL draft gets underway in about 10 minutes. Josh Jackson and James Daniels are both expected to go very early in round two. So what we're going to do at the top of the hour is we're going to discuss the NFL draft with you. We're going to make this a little bit of an interactive draft session. We'll look back on round one last night. We'll look ahead at what's going on in round two, let you know the picks in real time as we're having this discussion. And then as we get to the bottom of the hour, 6:35, we'll have Love It or Leave It for you. So plenty of reasons for you to stick around here with us tonight. The 5 o'clock hour coming to a close. Drive Time driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, where you can get some special online-only savings on tires. They've got 3 Iowa locations, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. lindertire.com. Don't be afraid to ride on their reputation for great service this spring and summer. Quick timeout. We come back. Kyle's going to have a big board for you. Plus, we will give you the KGYM poll question back after this.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay.
Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are ya? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to PACO, DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at ToyotaIowaCity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
This is the sound of every home run Minnesota Twin Brian Dozier hit in 2017. It's a sound you'll hear even more in 2018. And as a season ticket holder, you'll get a lot more than that. From choosing your own games to savings on tickets, concessions, and merch, and even access to pregame field passes, you'll get the most out of the season. That is the ultimate fan experience. This is How We Baseball. Get your season tickets today at twinsbaseball.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
He is actually 6'5 with the Afro 6'9.
Round two, NFL draft coverage for you on the way, courtesy of KGYM. Before we send you off to ESPN at 7 o'clock tonight on two of our three frequencies, that'll be 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City. If you're a North Gym listener, 107.5 FM tonight, we've got the Cincinnati Reds and the Minnesota Twins. Twins looking to lick their wounds after getting pasted by the Yankees in the Bronx. What better way to do that than to play the Cincinnati Reds, baseball's worst team, not based in the state of Florida. Is that a safe, safe caveat to put on? They're baseball's worst team, not based in the state of Florida.
It's close, though.
They're pretty bad. They're not going to get any better. And the Twins will hopefully get a decent start out of Phil Hughes tonight. Still no update on Byron Buxton and when he could be returning to the fold for Minnesota. Updates on other things in the sports world, including that series with Michigan that Jack Dom referenced moments ago, right on the way now with Kyle. He's got another big board.
The NFL draft kicked off last night, and a couple Hawkeyes were disappointed not to have their names called. Both James Daniels and Josh Jackson were thought to be possible first-rounders, but neither were selected and will make tremendous value picks for somebody at the top of the second round. Josie Jewell and perhaps Iowa State receiver Alan Lazard could also be in play as the second and third rounds take place tonight. Iowa baseball has a big weekend series with Michigan beginning today at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Michigan enters with a 20-game winning streak. That's the second-best streak in the country and leading the Big Ten at 11-0. The Wolverines are ranked number 7 in the collegiate baseball rankings, but because that streak has come against very questionable competition, they're only receiving votes in all the other polls. Iowa's Nick Allgaier is the conference leader in strikeouts, and he'll get the start today beginning in just a few minutes. The Colonels dropped 3-4 against the Burlington Bees, ending with a 10-5 loss yesterday. Bailey Ober made his starting debut after being called up from the extended spring training just yesterday. He only recorded 2 outs and surrendered 6 runs before being yanked in the first, so he starts his season with an ERA of 81. The Colonels then hit the road for a weekend series at the Quad Cities River Bandits. They're going to get started at 6:35. After the show, we'll join coverage of the NFL Draft in progress. It'll be the second and third rounds tonight, and you can hear every single pick on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, as well as 106.3 FM, the South Gym. And then we're also going to have the Twins and Reds, and you can hear that game on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
All right, as we mentioned, Josh Jackson and James Daniels expected to be coming off the board very soon as round two of the draft is about to get underway. As a matter of fact, ESPN, one of the first players they showed, Josh Jackson, along with some of the other players who were in Dallas expecting to be taken or hoping to be taken in the first round last night. Josh Jackson has stuck around, just showed him in the green room, appears to be in decent spirits, and why not? He's going to make some money today. Not first-round money, but second-round money. Alex and I will keep you abreast of what's going on in round two of the draft, as well as parsing what we liked and what we didn't like from last night's 32-selection first round of the NFL draft. Drive time is over. The 6 o'clock hour begins with the NFL draft when we return after this.